This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. We're at the end of Se'if Yud Ches. Yesterday we saw that if you're making a kuf or a hay, and the leg of the kuf or the hay was touching the roof, you have to scrape it off and rewrite it. You don't have to rewrite the whole letter, because the roof was written properly, but you do have to rewrite the whole leg. And you can't just scrape off an opening, because that would be chak tuchais. Furthermore, yesterday we began learning about the disqualified aleph. Let's say the leg of the aleph touches the roof of the aleph. So the bottom left leg is touching the roof. Or the top yud is touching the roof. It's pasul. And you can't... So in other words, touching means it touches in a thin part, but it expands to become either upside down yud or right side up yud. It's not going to help just to scrape out a little bit so that the connecting part is thinner, because the yud was not written correctly. The Mechaber says, "Ela yigrar koma shenasa b'psol." You have to scrape everything that was produced in a state of psol, v'yachzer v'yichtavena, and then rewrite it. Says the Mishneh Berurah of Katan Peches, "Lahafrida." It's not going to help to scrape, to separate it. Perush lahafrid es hanegia levada. To separate that which is touching alone. V'yishar ha'ois mamela karai. And mamela, the letter will remain as it is, but rather the whole leg has to be written correctly. Kol, you have to erase everything that was written b'psul. Says Mishneh Berurah, "Hainu sheyigrar haregel kula." You have to erase the whole leg. V'loisagi sheyafrid haregel me'al ha'alef. It's not going to help for you to separate the leg from the alef. Ad sheyivat lenu mitzur is levad. So you see, you'll say, you know what I'll do? I'll erase just enough so that the ois does not look like the ois. The yud does not look like the yud. And then rewrite it. No, the whole leg has to be rewritten. Kivan shenichtav kol harego b'psol. Since the whole leg was written in a state of pasulus. V'chein benidbak yud she'alo aleph bagag shetachtav. Or if the yud that's on top of the aleph is touching the lower roof. In other words, in the top right-hand corner, instead of it coming out of the diagonal on a point, in other words, instead of the yud emanating from just a thin line, the whole thickness of the yud is attached to it. Sarch ligra kal yud al kasim echadish. You have to erase that entire yud and rewrite it. V'yesh machmirin b'nidbak hayud ha'elyon be'isak siva ligrar kol aleph. There are those who are machmir, that if the top yud is clinging to the yud at the time you wrote it, to erase, to scrape the whole aleph avarzeh. Why? Ki memela nichtav acher kach shar ha'ois b'psal yedezeh. If the top yud, which I guess is what is written first, was completely attached, then the whole aleph was written b'psul. Ach b'di'evet sarchiyinam yesh lahachmer b'zeh. B'di'evet, if this happened, it's a question whether you really need to be machmer on this. U'chumay shekasavti b'ber halacha. Look in b'er halacha d'ber ha'maskel oi p'nei ha'alef. Ayin b'magin avram d'davka nidbak etzem hayud l'ha'alef. The Magen Avraham says, "Dafka if the actual yud connected to the aleph, Masha Enkin and Rak Noga Uktsa Hasmalus Shel Hayud Laha Aleph Kasher." If the left thorn of the yud of the aleph is touching the aleph, that's kasher. Why? Because you don't need it. You don't need that thorn. afilu b'loya kotsa mikra yod. Perush da'avta al yidei anegiya nechsev kilo ein loy kotsa hayod. True that if it's touching, it's like there's no thorn, but you don't need there to be that thorn because b'diavad it's not ma'akev ha in ma'akev v'zel in yatikin. Because of al zeh prima gadma kapanim grei rabbi, you do need to erase it v'dai, and that would be enough, and it's not required to erase the entire yud. Next Mishnah Bura. The Ramah continues. Haga v'chein hadin biyudei hashin. The same thing would apply with the yuds of the shin v'hatzadik v'ha'ayin v'ha'pei. So let's say you have the yuds of the shin on the top of the shin, or of the tzadik, or of the ayin, or of the pei. Im nagu beguf ha'ois, if they're touching the actual letter, yoiser mimakam dibukam, more than the place that they're connected. So these letters, if their respective yuds are touching the actual letter more than from where the yoda emanates, then it's not enough just to scrape it, but you would have to erase the entire yud. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Tzadi, biyudei dahainu shayud nase kav yashar. In other words, the yud was made a straight line, v'les tsuras yud, and there's no tsura of the yud, so it's not going to help to, let's say, scrape out to create a tsura of a yud. Aval ein mazik im nisava hakav ma'at. It will not harm if the line got a little bit thick. We'll actually, going to stop here. We'll do Sivkatan Tzadi Aleph on Monday, Be'ezus Hashem. And I'm hoping, B'li Neder, to have some pictures so that when we do these letters and we do these Mishnah Berurahs, I could show you exactly what it's referring to instead of just describing it. Okay? Have a good day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.